Morning again to everybody. Just a quick addition. I mentioned all the way in the beginning of the shiur today, reference to a cutlet. We make a shahakal on a complete cutlet, a schnitzel, let's say, but you do want to be careful also for a hefsik. It shouldn't be an interruption between the bracha and the eating. So I saw once in the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas, he brings down the Eitz HaTaiva. Others say also, you make a small cut, you know, you make a small cut in it and don't take, in other words, when you make a small cut in the schnitzel, whereby you're going to eat a shtickle, you know, but you don't cut it through all the way. It should still be attached, and then it's somewhat still complete, still a sholem to an extent anyways. So you make a small cut like this. As soon as you make the bracha, it's a sort of like a quick cut finishing off the that piece, and you eat it, because again you want to make sure you don't have a major interruption, a hefsek in between the bracha and the eating per se. But you still and that's on one side. On the other side, you also want to have shalom complete, so you cut it, you know, as long as it's still attached somewhat like this, it's going to go real quick. As soon as you make the shahakal, you eat it and you're ready to go, and you have the shalom, the complete schnitzel also, if that is in fact the case, like we spoke about in the beginning. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tov.